2009 metai, gruodžio 4 diena, toliau skaitome Mahabharata, versta Krishna Dharmas Prabhu, pirmą dalį, 21 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Pandavai ištremiami. After everyone had left the gambling match, Dushasana said to Duryodhana, O great hero, that old man gave everything back that we strived so hard to acquire. The Pandavas have been sent back to their kingdom, and we are back where we started. The two brothers consulted Karna and Shakuni. They condemned the blind king for his softness. How could he have been so foolish as to show kindness to such powerful enemies? Manai, visą laiką vyresnis žmogus yra labiau atsakingesnis ir Dhritarashtra žinojo, kuom gali kvepėti, jeigu Pandavai bus taps tarnais. Tai yra absoliutus absurdas. Ir jisai be abejo labai protingai, bent jau kažkiek pataisė padėti, kad reiškia pusbroliai išlašė pusbrolius ir tie pusbroliai, kurie buvo ką tik imperatoriai žemės, jie tampa jų tarnais. Nu, tai visiškai nesąmonė. Tai daugiau tokiam vaikiškiam žaidimams tinka, kada yra azartas ir kada kažkokie neįmanomus įdomius dalykus norisi padaryti. Bet jeigu realiai nusileisti ant žemės, tai matosi, kad labai aiškiai matosi, jog Duryodhana, Karna, Šakūnis ten Dušašinoje buvo atitraukę nuo realybės truputėlį. Jie tai buvo įsijautę į savo pavydą, į savo neapykantą Pandavam, kad jiems galvojo, nu ir kas, normaliai, va, čia išlošim Pandavus, dabar jie bus mūsų tarnai, bet jie net negalvojo, kaip tai atrodys, kaip šalis į tai sureaguos, kokios kalbos klis, kad tai nukenties kūrų dinastijos labai gera reputacija. O tai taip, pas mus irgi taip būna, mes iš to pavydo galim taip suvaryti kitą žmogų, kad net ne iš šono atrodys, nu kam tiek daug varyti ant to žmogaus, kam jį tiek taip stipriai skriausti. Bet mes, kai įsijaučiam, mes nematom kontekstą, mes matom tik tai savo priešą ir save ir viskas. Mes dėl to dažnai tikrai perlenkiam lazdą, žmonės perlenkia irgi lazdą. Pasauliečiai, kai atkeršit ir viskas, nesvarbu kokią kainą, nežiūri, kad ten vaikai liks be tėvo ar motina ar dar kažką. Tiesiog svarbu išlieta neapykantą. Ir ta raštra, jisai, kadangi tiek daug neturėjo to pavydo Pandavams, jis galėjo plačiau matyti, kaip tai atrodys iš šono. Ir aišku, jo motyvas buvo baimė. Jo motyvas buvo baimė, kad tai tikrai gerų nekvėpės, nes Krišna, Pandavų draugas, reiškia susivienęs su kitais karaliais ir paskelbs karą čia. How could he have been so foolish as to show kindness to such powerful enemies? That was a serious mistake. Unless they acted quickly to reverse the situation, they would soon be facing a great danger. Their spies had already reported how the five Pand brothers were proceeding toward Indraprastha. Bhima was whirling his massive mace, Arjuna was repeatedly twanging the Gandiva, Nakula and Sahadeva were waving their great swords, and Yudhishthira held aloft his spear. It was clear that they were ready to fight. Nu va, pastovai buvo ryškiai ir šnipai jau siunčiami. On Shakuni's suggestion, Duryodhana again approached his father. Their only hope, Shakuni said, was another gambling match. Oh, yes, yet. This time the Kauravas should win something. The Gandhara monarch revealed his plan and Duryodhana immediately went to Dhritarashtra's chambers. Duryodhana found the king sitting on a golden couch. Sitting at his feet, he said, Father, we must recall the Pandavas for another game before it is too late. We have stirred to anger a number of venomous serpents. How can we possibly expect them to tolerate the insult we offered to their wife? A powerful enemy must be destroyed by any means. We have started something which we cannot now stop. Va, elementari psichologija, padarius nuodėmę, iš karto apšvaldo baimę. Tu jauti, kad kažkas negero tau atitiks. Taip ir mums padarant kokią nuodėmingą veiksmą, mes jaučiam, kad karma grąžins to veiksmą, už tą veiksmą. Tai tos sakos asmenybės, kurie yra, turi daug baimių, tai yra nuodėmingos asmenybės. Duryodhana told his father that if the Pandavas could somehow be sent away, then it would give him time to find allies and build his strength. Using the Pandavas' vast wealth, he could make his position unassailable. Nu, vis tiek, reiškia, Pandavų turtai liko jiems. First, however, Yudhishthira and his brothers had to be removed from the scene. Duryodhana described the plan Shakuni and he had contrived. The king should call the Pandavas back for one final game of dice. It was clear that they and the Kauravas wouldn't be able to coexist peacefully. Therefore, whoever lost the dice game should live in the forest in exile for 13 years. During the final year, they could emerge from the forest but had to remain incognito. If they were discovered, then they would have to again go into the forest for a second 12 years. Such would be the stakes for this final game. Bet kokios kvailos, nu, visiškai kvailas, reiškia, planai dar kviestis po tokių įvykių. Kas ten? Dhritarashtra remained silent after his son had stopped speaking. It was true that the Pandavas were now a real threat. Who could gauge the outcome of a war between those powerful brothers and his son-in-laws and his own sons? But another gambling match? What would Vidura and Bhishma say? It would probably be wiser to let things stand as they were for the present. Yudhishthira was virtuous and would keep his brothers in check. Seeing his father's hesitation, Duryodhana implored him. The king felt himself weakening. It was almost impossible for him to refuse his son. And if Duryodhana were to win the final match, as seemed likely, then the Kauravas would become the undisputed rulers of the earth. He himself would sit at their head. Even though Yudhishthira was the world's emperor, if he agreed to the stakes and lost, he would certainly feel honor-bound to enter the forest. Considering that if everything lay in the hands of fate, the king agreed to Duryodhana's proposal. Dieve, Dieve, skaitai kažkoks vaikų darželis. He ordered that the Pandavas should be brought back to play one last game in which everything would be settled. Bet kokią durnumą gali davęs prisirišimas prie tų savo vaikų. When they learned of this, the other Kuru elders objected strongly, but Dhritarashtra wouldn't listen. He ignored their counsel and messengers were sent from Hastinapura to find the Pandavas. Seeing her husband's blind acceptance of Duryodhana's dark plans, Gandhari became anxious. She had been mortified to learn of Draupadi's ordeal in the assembly hall. It seemed that Duryodhana lacked all moral scruples. How could the king support him? How could he possibly have sat in silence as the gentle Pandava queen was so harshly abused? When Dhritarashtra was alone, the blindfolded queen approached him. Do you not recall Vidura's advice when Duryodhana was born? He warned us that if we didn't cast aside that disgrace of our race, he would surely cause our destruction. It seems this is now coming to pass. O ruler of man, do not for your own fault sink into an ocean of calamity. Don't accept the counsel of wicked-minded persons who are but boys. Who could rekindle a great fire after it has been extinguished? Who could be so foolish as to again provoke Kunti's peaceful sons? The king remained impassive. Gandhari was wise and thought always of his welfare and the good of the Kuru house, but her advice now was like a bitter medicine. He couldn't swallow it. She continued, you alone have caused the disaster we now face. Lead your sons on the right path. Don't watch them rush towards death. Abandon Duryodhana now. The affection you bear for him will destroy this kingdom. Let your mind, guided by wise counsels, follow its natural inclination toward peace and virtue. Surely you know that prosperity acquired through wickedness is soon lost, while that which is gained through honest means takes root and descends from generation to generation. O čia labai geras sakinys, kad gerbuvis, kuris sukaupiamas, reiškia, apgaulingų būdų, žodžiu, per tą magūną, blogais būdais, negatyviais, jisai ateina ir išeina, labai greit prarandamas. Dėl to, kad tu gauni reakciją. Tave, jeigu tu praturtėjai nuodėmingais būdais kitą gyvenimą, būtinai, arba gal ir šį, arba artimiausiais gyvenimais, būtinai bus ubagų ubagas. Faktas. Taip karmos dėsnis veikia. Bet jeigu kažkas sukuriama, įgyjama gerbuvis, reiškia, dorybingais būdais, tai jisai perdamas iš kartos į kartą ir jisai lieka ilgam. Dritarashtra sighed and stood up to leave. If it is time for the destruction of our race, then what can I do? If it's God's will, then let it take place without hindrance. How can I influence the winds ordained by destiny? Let the Pandavas return and again gamble with my sons. The queen said nothing more. It was hopeless. Surely the end of the Kurus was nigh, since no one could sway the king from his folly. She called for her servants and was led back to her quarters. Įdomus momentas, kad va, Gandhari rodo savo pavyzdį, kad jinai ne, reiškia, to karaliaus nespaudžia. Mano neturėtų įsakinėti ar spausti savo vyrui. O Dhritarashtra jisai prisidengia savo prisirišimą prie sūnaus. Traktuoja kaip, reiškia, nepripažįsta, kad jisai neteisingai elgiasi, kadangi yra prisirišęs prie sūnaus ir daro klaidingus sprendimus, kur pataikauja savo sūnui. Jisai suverčia viską, va, dievo valia, likimas. Tai va, čia irgi dažnai labai, labai dažnas atvejis mūsų gyvenime, kada mes suverčiam viską ant dievo. Ne tai, kad pavyzdžiui, neprižiūrėjau mašinos ir sugedo. Nu? Dėl to, kad buvau prisirišęs prie kitų dalykų, ir man nebuvo laiko sutvarkyti mašiną. Nu? Pavyzdžiui, prisirišęs prie pinigų baisiausiai, ir aš skupinau pinigų, kad pakeis golės, kaladėlius ar ten tepalus, ir užpjovau variklį, pavyzdžiui, tepalų nepakeičiau. Ir viskas. Ir vat aš sakau, nu ką, čia, supranti, čia vat, toks likimas, tokia karma, tokia dievo valia, iš tikrųjų tavo problema čia. The Pandavas had gone a considerable distance from Hastinapura, when to their surprise they saw a group of messengers from Hastinapura headed by the Pratikamin approaching them. Yudhishthira dismounted from his chariot and the servant stepped forward and said, O Yudhishthira, your uncle has ordered, O best of the Bharatas, the assembly awaits you again. Come back for one final game of dice. Yudhishthira could immediately understand Dhritarashtra's intention. He turned to his brothers and said, All creatures receive the good or evil fruits of their work as ordained by the Supreme. Whether I play another dice game or not, the fruits of my past activities are unavoidable. Čia irgi vat paveiktas Yoga Maya Sudhishthira, taip šnek. Nes jis gali rinktis. When I play another dice game or not, the fruits of my past activities are unavoidable. Although I know the Kauravas wish to destroy me, I cannot ignore this summons. A living creature made of gold had never before been seen, yet Rama allowed himself to be fooled by a golden deer. When calamity approaches, man's minds become confused. Surely the path of religion is subtle and highly difficult to ascertain. Taip, jis buvo davęs įžada klausyti savo vyresniųjų. Bet jeigu yra vyresniųjų nurodymai, buvo klaidingi, tai yra žaisti kauliukais. Bet kauliukais žaisti buvo pažeidžiamos taisyklės. Duriodana statė stavkės, o šakunis met. Tokio nurodymo iš vyresniojo, kad žaistų kauliukais, kai taip yra. Galėjo nepriimti. Yudhishthira turned and retraced his steps back to Hastinapura. He was very fearful. Despite his best efforts to follow the orders of his elders and avoid conflict, still a war seemed inevitable. To refuse Dhritarashtra's summons would only bring the conflict into the open more quickly. But what would be the result of another dice game with Duryodhana? The five brothers soon arrived back at Hastinapura. To the consternation of their friends and well-wishers, they again entered Dhritarashtra's great hall. Although he knew full well that he had no chance of success, Yudhishthira sat down to play dice with Shakuni one last time. When the Pandavas were again seated in the hall, Shakuni said, "O Yudhishthira, the old king has returned your wealth. That is well. Now let us play with a stake of greater value. If we are defeated, we shall accept exile in the forest. We will wear deer skins and remain there for 12 years. During the 13th year, we will live in a city, town, or village. If you should discover us, however, we shall be exiled in the forest for another 12 years. If you are defeated, you and your brothers, along with Draupadi, will accept the same conditions." Shakuni's mouth curved into a sinister smile. The ivory dice in his hand clacked as he explained the stakes. Whichever side was the loser would be expected to surrender the kingdom to the winner. The kingdom would be returned when the 13-year period was over. As the stakes were described, all those in the hall cried out, "Alas, shame upon Duryodhana's friends, that they don't warn him of the danger he brings upon himself." Some of them turned to Dhritarashtra and said, "Whether or not Duryodhana understands his foolishness, you should order him to stop. He will bring down only death and destruction. Check him at once. This is your duty." Dhritarashtra said nothing, and Yudhishthira replied, "O king, how can one like me, who always observes a kshatriya's duty, refuse your challenge? Everyone knows this about me. Besides, it's Dhritarashtra, my father and guru, who orders me to play. What can I do but accept the stakes?" The game began. Everyone in the hall sat breathless as it moved toward its inevitable conclusion. Finally, Shakuni's "I have won" echoed around the hall again. The Kuru elders cried out, "Alas, shame! This ancient house is doomed." Duryodhana laughed and ordered that deerskins be brought immediately for the Pandavas. When the brothers had put on the ascetic garb and were preparing to leave for the forest, Dushasana spoke in great happiness. "Now Duryodhana's unopposed and absolute sovereignty shall begin. The Pandavas stand vanquished. Indeed, they are miserable. Whether or not we have acted sinfully doesn't matter. It is clear that the gods have bestowed their grace upon us, for today we have defeated our enemies." Kunti's sons are deprived of happiness and kingdom forever. Those who laughed at Duryodhana shall now abandon their royal robes and armor and go to the forest possessing nothing. Nu va, iškirti vėl demonų filosofija. Nesvarbu, ar mes čia nuodėmingai elgiamės ar ne, kadangi viskas išėjo mūsų naudą, reiškia Dievo palaiminimas. Ir viskas labai paprasta. Labai paprasta. Relishing the moment to the full, Dushasana continued to taunt the Pandavas with cruel words. Seeing the five brothers in their black deerskins resembling five powerful rishis, he said, "Although the Pandavas look like wise men installed in a sacrifice, they should now be considered unworthy to perform any sacrifice." Dushasana then turned toward Draupadi. "King Draupada didn't act well when he bestowed his princess upon the Pandavas, who are impotent men. O Draupadi, what joy will you get from serving your husbands in the forest? Select a better husband from among the Kauravas so that this calamity may not overwhelm you. Don't waste any more time waiting upon the Pandavas." Bhima rushed toward Dushasana like a Himalayan lion might rush toward the jackal. "O crooked witch, you rave in words uttered only by the sinful. You have won today only by Shakuni's skill, yet still you dare to boast. As you pierced our hearts with words as sharp as arrows, so shall I pierce your heart in battle to remind you of your words today. Then I shall send you to Yamaraja's abode along with your followers. Giving up all shame, Dushasana laughed and danced around in the coarse midst, singing, O cow, O cow. Bhima restrained himself with difficulty by fixing his mind on virtue, spoke again to the sneering Dushasana, Wretch, how do you dare to use such harsh words? Having won by foul means, I shall surely tear open your chest and drink your life blood in battle, or I will never attain to the regions of bliss. My anger shall be pacified only when I have slain all of Dhritarashtra's sons. Yudhishthira headed for the door, followed by his brothers and Draupadi. In great joy, Duryodhana walked alongside Bhima, mimicking his powerful lion-like gait. Half turning toward him, Bhima said, Don't think that by this you have gained anything over me. I will be back to kill you and all your followers. Neither of us will forget what has happened today. Dhritarashtra was still silent. Bhishma, Vidura, Drona, and Kripa, all of whom were shedding tears to see the Pandavas go into exile, called out, Fie, fie. They looked helplessly at the blind king. Before the Pandavas left the home, they stopped before the king and Bhima spoke again. I shall kill Duryodhana and all his brothers, O king. Arjuna will slay Karna and Sahadeva will kill the evil Shakuni. My words will be made good for the gods, by the gods. When I have beaten Duryodhana to the ground with my mace, I will then place my foot on his head. Arjuna added, The promises of superior man are not empty words. You will see all this come to pass on the 14th year. As Bhima directs, I will kill Karna, who is malicious, jealous, harsh-speeched, and vain. I will also slay all kings who foolishly stand against me in battle. If my vow is not carried out, then so shall the Himalayas be moved, or the sun's rays become cool. I will not fail. This will come to pass in 14 years if Duryodhana doesn't return our kingdom. Arjuna felt sure that Duryodhana would never return their kingdom. The war was inevitable. All the brothers knew it. As Arjuna finished speaking, Sahadeva, sighing like a snake, his eyes red with anger, said, O Shakuni, you have destroyed the fame of your race. What you call dice are actually pointed arrows aimed at your heart. If you have anything left to do in this life, do it now, for I shall certainly kill you in battle when we return from the forest. Nakula also vowed to rid the earth of Duryodhana's followers. Having made their promises, the brothers turned toward Dhritarashtra. Yudhishthira said, I bid you farewell, O king, and also you, O Kuru elders. I shall see you all again upon my return. I bow to you and ask your blessings. Iliuzija. Kad nepaisant to, kad vyresnėjai absoliučia absurda dar, elgėsi absurdiškai, Yudhishthira vis tiek elgėsi taip. The elders were too ashamed to reply. They prayed for the Pandavas' welfare. Then, after a moment, Vidura spoke, Your mother, the revered Kunti, is a royal princess and shouldn't be made to go to the forest. She is delicate and old. Let that blessed lady remain in my house while you are gone. Yudhishthira agreed, saying, You are our uncle and as good as our father. Let it be as you say, O learned man. We are all obedient to you, without doubt. You are our most respected guru. Please command us. What else should be done? O Yudhishthira, best of the Bharata race, Vidura replied, Don't feel pain by this turn of events. There is no shame in being defeated by sinful means. You five brothers will reside happily in the forest, enjoying each other's company, along with the company of the virtuous Draupadi. You have already received many instructions from rishis and saints. This exile will be a further opportunity to receive spiritual training. The learned Domya and the godly Rishi Narada will instruct you as you lead a simple forest life. Actually, you will be benefited by your withdrawal from worldly affairs and wealth. Aiškiai, va, kiekvienai situacijai yra teigiama pusė. Kiekvienai situacijai yra teigiama pusė. Ir šiuo atveju, ir Pandavų atveju, bet galim tik tais Tik tais mintyse pabandyti pafantazuoti, koks tai yra kontrastas gyventi reiškia imperijos sostiniai, kur buvo neapsakomi turtai ir gyventi miške su elnio apsirengus elnio oda. Taigi nepatogus dar tie drabužiai be to. Vidura wished them well, praying that they would return in safety. He blessed them that they might obtain from the gods their various opulences, victory from Indra, patience from Yamaraj, charity from Kuvera, sense control from Varuna, strength from Vayu, forbearance from the earth, and energy from the sun gods. Finally, Vidura said, "Then, with our permission, O son of Kunti, none can accuse you of ever having acted sinfully. Farewell." Nu va, čia labai įdomu, mes galim irgi prašyti pusdievių Indros laimėjimų, pergalės iš Emaradžios, kantrybės iš Kuveros, reiškia, labdaros iš Varūnas, juslių kontrolės iš Vajų, jėgos iš žemės pakantumo, iš saulės dievo energijos. Yudhishthira thanked his uncle for his blessings and bowed low before him, Bhishma and Drona. Each of his brothers then offered their respects to the Kuru elders, who in turn blessed them. They then made their way out of the hall, before following her husband's Drupadi approached Kunti to ask her leave. As she entered the inner chambers, a loud cry went up from all the ladies there. They were plunged in grief to see the Panchala princess about to enter the forest. Draupadi saluted and embraced them all according to their status. She bowed before Kunti, who lifted her up and embraced her. With tears in her eyes, Kunti said, "O child, don't grieve for this great calamity which has overtaken you. The hearts of good women are never moved by the inevitable influence of destiny." Nu va, vėl išmintis yra pasakoma. Gerų moterų širdis niekados nepaveikiamos likimo įtakos. Knowing all your duties, you should follow your husbands with a happy heart and continue to render them service. You are chaste and accomplished, and you adorn the ancient race. It is fortunate indeed for the Kurus that they were not burned by your wrath. Tikrai, kaip čia Draupadi savo pykčių nesudegino, čia irgi yra super, super dvasinis lygmuo, kada tave užstato ir paniekina prie visų ir tu nieko savo vyram nesakai. O sinless one, go now in safety, blessed by my prayers. Protected by your own virtue, you will soon obtain good fortune. Iškia, mūsų darybė pati sąjunga, čia irgi įdomus dalykas. Kuo mes darybingesni, to mes esam didesniai apsaugoj. Kunti's voice was choked. She had never been separated from her sons before. How could she face 13 years away from them? Sobbing loudly, she asked Draupadi, "O child, take particular care of Sahadeva. That gentle boy holds a special place in my heart." Draupadi replied, "So be it," and still wearing a single blood-stained cloth. Her hair disheveled, she left the inner apartment in tears. Kunti followed close behind. As she came out, she saw her sons, shorn of their royal robes and clad in deerskins. They were surrounded by rejoicing foes and pitying friends. Overwhelmed by motherly affection, Kunti embraced them and said with difficulty, "You are all virtuous and well-behaved. You are devoted to the Lord and ever engaged in the service of your superiors. How then has this calamity overcome you? I don't see whose sin has fallen upon you. Surely it is due to your having taken birth in my womb that you now face this reversal despite your numerous excellent qualities." Negalėjau suprasti, už kokios čia reakcijas, už kokios veiksmus čia ateina. Save kaltina. Kunti lamented loudly for her sons. How could they survive in the wilderness? She decided that Madri had been the more fortunate wife. She had already attained her liberation. Surely she had foreseen this terrible disaster and had entered Pandu's funeral fire in relief. Atsimenam, kad Madri buvo Pandu žmona, kaip ir Kunti. Ir Madri įėjo į, reiškia, ugnį, įžengė į ugnį, kuri buvo įžiebta, laidojant, reiškia, kremuojant Pandu. Tai... If Kunti had known that this was to happen, she would never have brought her sons from the mountains to Hastinapura. Kunti let out an anguished cry. O great creator, have you forgotten to ordain my death? Surely that is why I am still living, although faced with such tragedy. O my sons, I obtained you after so much difficulty. How can I leave you now? I shall accompany you to the forest. Folding her hands, she prayed aloud to Krishna. O Krishna, O you who dwell in Dvarka, where are you? Why do you not save me and my sons, the best of men? Those who are wise say that you always protect those who think of you. Why is this vow proving false? Nu va, čia labai dažnas mūsų variantas, kai mums Krishna neišpildo kažkokio tai troškimo, mes sakom. Mes viduj sabijom, gal čia tikrai yra perdėta, gal taip nėra, kad Krishna rūpinasi, gal jis neapsaugo kaip apie jį mastai. Taip toliau. Kunti then censured the Kuru elders who could stand by and watch as her virtuous sons were exiled to the forest. Weeping, she turned to Sahadeva. O my son, you shouldn't go. Stay behind and earn the fruit or the virtue of serving the mother. Let your pious brothers fulfill the terms of the vow. The Pandavas were pained to see their mother grieving. They consoled her as best as they could. Then took their leave. Vidura gently took Kunti by the hand and led her toward his house. Gandhari and the other ladies of the royal house also wept, covering their faces with their lotus-like hands. With difficulty, the brothers made their way along Hastinapura's crowded streets. The news of their exile had spread quickly, and the streets were filled with grieving citizens. Led by Daumya, they left the city and the people they loved, unable to say anything to anyone. Nu va, čia yra tokia vienas iš tokių tragiškų momentų Mahabharatoj. Bet tai yra, reiškia, tai yra situacija, kuri duos užuomazgas ateities įvykiams. Ir iš tikrųjų bus daug įdomių dalykų, kurie įvyks, kaip Pandavai gyvens miške. Bet mes galime įsivaizduoti, nei vienas dabar žemėje turbūt taip nepaselgtų. Kaip Pandavai. Nors Pandavai neprivalėjo klausyti vyresniųjų, neprivalėjo priimti iššūkį žaisti kauliukais. Čia yra, aš kai kalbėjau su vienu baktu, kur jis sakė, kad kšatrijų pareiga taip yra apginti savo pavaldinius, bet jeigu kažkas meta iššūkį žaisti azartiniais žaidimais, jam nereikia to daryti. Tarsi jis neįpareigotas to daryti. Bet Judištyrai buvo susukta galva, Joga Maja buvo susukus galva. Ir jisai galvojo, kad ar klysta vyresnėje ar ne, reikia paklūsti jiems ir reikia antras priimti iššūkį. Nes Judištyrai iš tikrųjų turėjo polinkį žaisti kauliukais, kuris irgi buvo sukartas Joga Majas. Bet mes galime įsivaizduoti, ką reiškia motinai savo sūnų nebematyti 13 metų, o jiem išeiti. Ir va, iš tikrųjų, kai skaitai, matai, kad Pandavų turtas buvo vienas, jie patys ir buvo vienas kitam turtas. Santykiai buvo jų turtas. Čia yra ta sena išminti mes matom, kad jeigu santykiai yra geri, tu gali pakęsti ir net miške gyventi. Nes santykiai duoda didžiausią laimę. Jeigu jie yra geri, tu gali gyventi ir miške. Kokia problema? Ir Pandavai labai mylėjo vienas kitą ir labai gerai sutarė ir kartu laikėsi ir pagarbos ir pasiaukojimas buvo pilnas vienas su kitu. Iš tikrųjų, tai yra, nu kaip, netaip paprasta turėti tokius santykius, dėl to Krišno sąmoniai labai rekomenduojama yra turėti porą draugų ar vieną draugą sau lygių. Vyresni yra visą laiką gerai, bet su jais taip nepabendrausi. Jaunesni irgi gerai, bet su jais atvirai nepabūsi. O su draugais labai gerai. gali draugauti, bendrauti ir vienas dėl kito aukotis ir toliau. Aplamai labai svarbu, kai iš nesąmonė turėti asmenybę, su kuriam galima palaikyti tokius draugiškus ryšius, gilius ryšius. Tai duoda džiaugsmą, net ir jeigu viena tai yra tokia asmenybė ir tai jau duos, ir tai jau suteiks džiaugsmą. Va, tas labai aišku yra iš Mahabharatos. Tai tada labai aiškiai mums rodo, kad santykiai duoda aukščiausią laimę. Galų galę santykiai su Krišna, Pandavai, pastoji mąstydavo apie Krišną, kaip apie savo draugą. Jie gyveno laimingi, kaip dvasinis pasaulis. Vat, tai nereiškia, kad visi su Krišna bendrauja. Ne. Krišna nes visais būna vienu metu visais laikai, visuomet vienu metu su visais jis nebūna. Bet didžiausias malonas kalbėti apie jį, prisiminti jį. Tom skiriasi dvasinis pasaulis. Bet to, kai baktai suvažiuoja, sueina ir kalba apie Krišną, prisimena Krišną, tai sukuriama yra labai džiugi ir maloni atmosfera. Labai daug džiaugsmo. Bet tas Krišna sako, ten, kur baktai kalba apie mane, šlovina mane, ten aš ir esu. Va, tai įdomus momentas, kad galėtų būti blogiausiose sąlygose, bet laimė ateina ne nuo galutinės sielos, laimė ateina ne nuo gerų sąlygų, bet nuo ryšio su Dievu. Ir jeigu tas ryšys labai stiprus, kuo stipresnis, tuo tu labiau gali atstovėti sunkias sąlygas, nes tas džiaugsmas kompensuoja tą džiaugsmą, kuris būtų gaunamas iš tokių gerų sąlygų. O čia yra labai, labai svarbus momentas, apie kurį labai yra svarbu pamastyti. Hare Krishna.